Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Thank you for last week again, breaking records.
Yeah, yeah.
Breaking records and shooting.
This is the worst.
I was trying to think of one of those.
Cashing checks, breaking necks.
Yeah, right, right.
What did you start with? Shooting.
Breaking records, and I don't even know a word that rhymes with records.
Yeah, you fucked it right from the off.
Yeah.
Crushing oranges, and oh. Christ.
That's very funny. Drinking wines and snorting lines.
There we go.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, so last week was our most popular, most downloaded, most listened to episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of all time.
We're breaking the internet.
We are breaking the internet.
Like Snoop Dogg has.
Well, yes. Now, what is it that Snoop Dogg has now sworn off?
Well, no. You've seen what's happened since.
The Mary Jane, the old wacky. Yeah.
The chronic.
What's happened since?
It was all an advert for woodless fire stoves.
What?
So like 2 days later, it just had that video, you know, that shot, and then it zooms out. That's him chatting about a stove. He goes like, "What? Weed's my whole thing. Of course, I'm not."
That's quite good, actually.
Yeah, you know, and so he basically, it was all like a little joke, but this is even funnier, right? Because he came out with it, but you know, like everyone half fell for it.
Yeah.
Oh God, please let me find this. You keep talking there, because
I'll fill like a fucking breakfast DJ. Here,
So Meek Mill basically said, he quoted it about Snoop Dogg going like, basically, he goes, right, so Snoop Dogg have given up weed. Meek Mill, another rapper, goes, "I'm going to Dubai and completely stop smoking, man. I'm only going to follow Snoop. My doctor said I've got a little emphysema in my chest, and if I don't stop smoking, it cuts my life expectancy in half. I was addicted to the nicotine, and this new weed got too many chemicals and too risky to play with my mental health." And then Snoop just went, "It's all a joke," and he's like,
"Oh, no."
He just started outing his emphysema.
There's a guy called Meek Mill.
Yeah, Meek Mill.
Meek.
Meek guy. They'll inherit it there. They'll inherit there, aren't they? The Meek.
Oh, shit.
I'm one of the Meek. Me and Meek Mill.
Who's your favourite rapper? Apprehensive Abraham. Fucking Meek Mill. What a tit.
Meek Millhouse. Oh, that's what it's short for. Meek Millhouse. Meek Mildrew.
Meek Mill.
Yeah, yeah. So Meek Mill, so Snoop obviously was like, "Oh, I'm joking."
Oh, that's a shame, man. So Snoop's still back on the...
He never left, baby.
On the dibs.
He never left. I seen someone like tweet, there was like a cloud formation of just like a big circle, and they were like, "Oh my God, a new King Stoner has been anointed." I was like, yeah, great.
How was your week?
How was my week? I don't remember it.
No.
Hanging
about with Meek Mill.
What the fuck did I do? Where was I this weekend? I was off this weekend.
Were you?
Mm.
How come?
Because nobody got, I didn't get fucking booked. I didn't get fucking booked. In fairness, it was the first time in about a year, I would say, that I've happened to. And then on the day of it, they were like, I was like, fucking unbelievable. I need some work here. Can't believe that I'm out this weekend. And then the agent messaged me and was just like, "Here, what about, there's an opening for Liverpool, you know, tonight and Saturday." And I was like, "No."
Why?
Because I checked it and it was like, the trains alone were like 120, right? Because I left it too. It's too late, and then
what was it? Was it hot water or slaughterhouse?
Aye.
Oh well. Listen, Ryan, if you don't want to work, fuck off back home.
You motherfuckers are still in my country. Give our six back, and I'll go.
You've already forced Suella out.
You already got rid of our queen. Yeah, that's right. She's gone. Thank God she was an evil cunt. One of her last things was in office was what, like shredding tents of the homeless.
Yeah, yeah, because the homelessness was a choice, a lifestyle choice. There's a lot of people think she's quite hot.
Oh,
I can't see it. Patel, I can see,
but more than Suella.
Aye, but I think Pretty Patel's quite.
Okay. You said this before.
Pretty Patel's got a have I told you about Pretty Patel's bizarre shape? She's like a weeble. You know, like one of those weeble things that you push them over, but they won't fall down.
Oh, yeah.
She's got
yeah.
like a... She looks like...
Low center of gravity, like Messi. Yeah,
but it's not like in a way that I'm going, oh, she's a big, like, fatty. But she's got like... I was going to say she's got a normal person's head, but she's got you look at her and you go, all right, it's just a person. But then she literally goes like a fucking bell. Like it's weird.
Like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Did he?
I feel like he couldn't shift him if you had to. Like,
well, he's a big man, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Not the Irish way of shifting.
No. What did he die of?
Just being a legend. He was like, he didn't look like his, he was like a proper party animal.
Was it?
Gear and, you know, like, but he didn't really appear. You wouldn't think, you know,
I heard
you, if you heard that Jesse Plemons was a mad coke and crackhead, you'd be like, oh, what?
Aye, that's true. Oh, no, but Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's who replaced him in my head.
Yeah. Did he not die like because someone tipped a cow on him?
What the fuck? What are you fucking stupid cunt? You is this one of your...
Him and Tobey Maguire are out tipping cows one night. No, don't. Phil's not got up yet. Cow landing on.
Cow all day as well, if you cow tip.
Nah, that's not true.
Is it not?
No.
I was told that their guts go all over the fucking place.
Nah, they just get back up again.
In fairness, if you take a tumble in five-a-side and you get up,
aye,
I'm sure a cow would be fine.
Exactly. I don't think I've ever pushed a cow over. I've never gone cow tipping.
Never went cow tipping, in fairness, no.
The only time I tip a cow is if he gives me really good service.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck off, you fucking... You can just shut up. I'm out. You can do the fucking Goonies yourself.
Oh, amazing.
Fucking hell.
My car's still fucked. But we took it in the garage, and the garage got back and said, there's literally nothing wrong with your car. So it's an electrical thing, right? And there's not a signal being sent from something in the engine to the starter bit, right? So on the way over here, I had to restart my engine on the motorway.
Oh, no.
While I was driving. It's fucking intense.
Because
it's happened a couple of times when I've been driving, just like if I pull up to lights, it'll just stop. But it's very easy because you're already going slow, so you just turn it off and then just fire up the ignition again. But when you rattle along at like 60 and it suddenly just cuts out, and instinct just took over and just pulled in and went, like, it was awesome.
Really did you cool. feel like Vin Diesel?
I did feel like Vin Diesel. Yeah.
Vin and Liz.
It was very cool, man. I'm trying to think what I've been up to. I've decided to introduce two new sections to this because we already got wee horny guy.
Yeah,
we're gonna introduce the person you look most like in the film.
Oh, Jesus,
so I've been meaning to do this for a while.
I can see where this might be going with this fucking fella.
Sloth. So I was like, right, we need to do this every single week.
Oh well, you fucking calm down there, Truffle Shuffle.
Yes.
Do you know my uncles call me Mouth? I know it sounds like they molest me or make me suck them off. But
what, from the Goonies?
Nah, they just say I chat too much, so they call me Mouth.
They call you Mouth? Mm. Oh.
And then I saw that, and I didn't know that, and I was like, well, is this where they've got it?
Maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool nickname.
Mouth.
No, he's the coolest in the film.
Yeah. Is that the one? Is that Corey?
It's Corey Feldman,
Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Now, we're doing the Goonies, by the way, in case
you're... Yeah, we're going to the Goonies, yeah. Corey Feldman, he's like since come out and exposed tons of people that have been abusive.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Aye, because I knew his name. I thought he went missing or something.
Now, he was like one of them. He was like the main... Because he's in the Lost Boys as well.
Okay.
So he's like one of the main 80s superstar kids.
Okay.
And then he's come out to just... And a lot of people are kind of going... Because, I mean, he got... Like, as soon as... He properly lived a life of... childhood star, and then went to his head, and then he spent most of the 90s just getting fucked up.
Fair play to him. Went out a hero.
Yeah. And then a lot of people are going, oh, is he talking shite? But I have a feeling he's telling the truth.
Yeah. I would say he definitely is.
Yeah.
They were three times.
Yeah.
I had no idea right? If we're going to get right into the goodies here, like,
I've got, no, I need to tell you my new, my other.
Oh, thing. Shit. Yeah, do me.
So we're going to have a wee horny guy, person you look like, and shit that's made me angry in the last week.
Okay.
After I got so angry about Instagram last week.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
So angry this week, I found out this week that another act that wasn't in it told me that the venue that I did at the Fringe, Monkey Barrel, there was an act WhatsApp group set up.
Yeah.
And neither me or this other guy were invited to it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm very angry. To the point where
you wanted to get involved just so you could leave.
No. I would have been involved. I'll get involved in lots of WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, but you know, I reckon in the Monkey Barrel I would have been out. I reckon. Would have been out in like 5 minutes. One of the only ones I'd be out of.
So I'm gonna I was quite happy to let this podcast success keep riding the way it is.
Yeah.
Whereas now I am dedicating my entire life to making this as successful as possible. I am purely driven by spite now.
You're like Henry Rollins.
I'm going to make this podcast massive and use its success to destroy every single person in that fucking WhatsApp group.
I mean, I reckon you could do that with 300 views.
Yeah. So shit is on now.
Good. Well,
even innocent parties that were added to it and never posted. I'm afraid you have been caught up in this. Don't speak to me. Speak to the ringleaders, because fucking bitterness is driving an engine now.
Great. I think I'm proper driven by bitterness half the time as well.
Ah, it's good to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe anyone that says, see anyone that goes on about being like happy and joyful and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're the folk that'll end up, that's the folk that end up shooting up an office.
Aye. Because they'll get outed by Corey Feldman.
Yeah, yeah. They snap.
Yeah, yeah.
People that express their anger and express their frustration at life are the people that are able to handle.
You need to be able to like go outside and rub your arse against a tree, let out, you know.
So my gran always said,
"Have you ever screamed into a pillow?"
No,
I have.
I have punched my face through a pillow. You never done that?
Oh, right. Sorry. I looked at it, I thought you put the pillow in your face and then went.
No. You just hold it against you.
Why?
Leather yourself like that. You never done that?
I guarantee you, nobody listens to this has done that.
That is definitely.
There is no way anyone listens to this. You've just outed yourself as a psychopath.
No, because there's a couple of times I've punched walls, so, right?
Yeah,
which is never going to end well, right? Has there never been a time where you've like been so angry and so frustrated you want to hit yourself?
Yeah. And yeah, Aubameyang missed a couple of sitters and I lost it.
But no.
I keep doing this. Oh, stupid. And it really upsets people. Like, stop hitting yourself.
No, I mean, that's that. You see that?
It's only because it's bald.
Yeah. No, get a cushion. A cushion's the best. A pillow's a wee bit too thin. A cushion, a big cushion, like a couch cushion, right? And just hold it up against your
face.
Has
to have frills.
And just fucking leather your face, right? Because you still get the frustration out. You still take the beating, but you're not causing any damage.
Are you putting, like, you know, if you were to kill yourself, would you shoot yourself but still put the pillow over your fist?
Yeah, to muffle the noise. So then no one alerts the neighbours.
So that you family walking, oh, the good cushion.
Shoot myself in the face so my mum can't give an open casket.
We give my uncle an open a closed casket funeral in case he got out of my country. Tie the wee bitch up. No. I had to do a show last night, by the way, and it was to do like a, I had to be pure nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean you, they were like,
was this in Ireland?
No, it was in the Stand.
All right. It was a nasty show at the Stand.
No, there wasn't. I'm getting asked to maybe do the one in Just for Laughs.
Oh, yeah.
So they're asking me for like audition kind of thing.
Oh,
so,
I see.
And then I went to write it out and I was like, well, I mean, fairness, it's literally 8 out of the 10 minutes are in my current set.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But when I what I added some of the stuff. Jesus Christ, how? Because there was no, like, I only had 10 minutes and there was no way to, like, go in between. Anytime somebody spoke, it actually worked better because I was in a rush. They're like, fine. I was like, just shut the fuck up. And everybody's like, ah. And I was like, all right, great. Just telling people to shut up, left, right, and center. But I kept doing dead baby jokes.
Yeah.
And then the third one, just everyone just went, nah, it's too many in a 4 minute. Aye. And somebody goes, I've got a dead baby joke. I was like, we don't have time. It was just because better than your one.
Wish your baby was dead. Just a pregnant woman sitting there going, this is my baby shower. Did you do that joke? The baby shower?
Yeah,
joke?
I did. Yeah. I rarely do that joke.
I was trying to think what other dead baby jokes you've got.
The one about dog baby.
Dog baby?
No, you know, like, it comes to partner in a relationship where it's dog baby. And I was like, sweetheart, you love dogs. Dogs are so much less responsibility. Let's kill the baby.
Did you do the baby Hitler joke?
No, I must do that. Yeah. Because you and Wolf told me this. I've not really fully...
It's fucking hilarious.
It's more of a funny... I don't know. I haven't worded it right. It's just a funny concept. That's the one about Hitler coming back
and kill baby... If baby Hitler came back to kill... Came forward to kill you.
That'd be way scarier. That would be terrifying. And you'd know it's a baby Hitler. I guarantee you'd know it's a baby Hitler.
Is baby Hitler... Because there's no way baby Hitler looked like Hitler. Like, you can't have a baby with a comb over and a wee moustache, like, goose crawling about the fucking floor.
I bet he marched.
Stickeries.
He marched before he could walk.
There's videos.
Is that a high?
Old Zapruder style film videos of Hitler, baby Hitler's first march.
That would be great. Was that a heil? Was that a high or was that a heil? Oh God! Imagine if we just did an episode of a special.
His first words. Did he just sneeze? No, I think it was a Jew. Look at the horror on his face.
Look at the horror.
He's pointing.
Oh, fucking hell. That's one of those jokes, though, when I did it. Like, 5 or 6 people absolutely lost it, and everybody else was like, what?
Yeah, but they're good. I love them. You're 40.
I love them. Yeah, I do. Because, like, the people that remember it will remember them.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone else is just like, what, baby Hitler?
Yeah. I did when I was the show in Aberdeen the other night, I do a bit about ADHD and people having it, and there was a guy I was speaking to, and he was a pure... proper ADHD sufferer.
Okay, right.
So that was tense for a second.
Yeah.
Did it was fine.
Did they?
Something else happened in the room and that was it. It was like that.
A light flickered. I have to put this in.
What?
Thank you.
What was that?
That was my charger.
Ah, right.
And do you know, when I just saw it at the corner and I saw like the little drip down, I go, this is going to run out of battery and I will be furious if you ran out of battery in this.
Yeah, this might be the first one in a while that goes smoothly.
Well, don't fucking say that
now.
I
know.
You don't have any idea as well. The last 4 of the NFL podcast have been a fucking disaster.
Oh, really?
Just with technical issues and then, you know, everything fucked here. And,
yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Right. Anyway, this week's film is our first ever kids film. The Goonies.
Is it our first kids film?
Yeah, apart from Blade.
Lock, Stock.
No, I'm fairly certain it is our first kids
film.
Yeah,
I can't think of any.
Right off the bat, I remember this as a child. I remember loving it. And when I showed it to my own children, and this was way before we'd even have the ideas to do this podcast, I remember sitting there right from the off going, how in the love of Christ is this a PG?
Yeah.
There's so much to, like, the opening scene.
Yeah. God, yeah, that was intense.
Because I always remembered the opening scene being the car chase and where it goes past the people playing football and the cheerleaders, and then you go to the house and they all introduce themselves as characters in the house, and Cyndi Lauper's on in the fucking background and all that shit. I never remembered the opening scene is just a prison guard getting people out. He's like fucking rattling the bars with his truncheon. and he's going, it's lunchtime, and he goes, hey, you at the end, hey, turkey. And then he goes in, and fucking one of the agents from Die Hard's just hung himself. It's the opening bit. He's just hung himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I kind of, when I first saw the scene, I was like, is this the right film?
Yeah, I know.
And I also was like, that's Johnson. Is it Johnson?
It's Johnson, yeah.
Yeah.
They're both called Johnson. Yeah. Oh, fuck you. Piece of shit.
Great.
It's Robert Davi. He's in, he's a Bond villain in License to Kill as well.
Oh, is he? Fuck. Yeah. I don't remember that at all. I should.
But yeah, that. But it doesn't even let up for that. There's a lot of... Chunk says shit within the first couple of minutes. Because when he's watching the car chase and he just squishes the pizza and the milkshake up against the window.
Oh,
and he just goes,
yeah.
Oh, shit. And then fucking when Mouth is talking to the Spanish cleaner.
Yeah.
And none of them, she doesn't speak a word of English. He's the only one that speaks Spanish. And the main dude's mum says, can you translate it? And he translates it where he's basically, he says like, she says, right, if you could tell her that the linen drawer's there, and then you've got the shirts and there, and you've got t-shirts down there. And he goes, right, remember when you're separating the drugs, we want the cocaine in this, and then we want the speed and the heroin down here. And then the next bit is, right, this is where Mr. Such and Such keeps his sexual torture devices, right? And I'm just going like, that's a fucking kids film, for Christ's sake.
Do you know, a bit of trivia was Dada says shit in it.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
But he spells it out. He says S-H-I-T in it rather than says it.
Ah.
And he says it because he promised his mother that he wouldn't swear if he would take the film role.
Wow. My God.
He's killing it these days. He's
what
back.
Did you call him? Data?
Yeah.
Data?
It's Dada.
I mean, it's not. Because he's called Data. Like, at no point does anyone call him Data in the film.
There's Data.
And nobody ever says the word Data.
It's not Data. It's Data. Right, my phone data. You don't go, my data's running out.
No, you do. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe if this was fucking One Tree Hill, they might say that, right?
Right. All the right. Guy in Star Trek, you know, the dude with the fucking
Julian Lescott head.
No, that's not. No, the android dude. What's he called?
I don't know.
Data.
I don't watch.
No, but his name's Data.
Okay, right. But also, that's, do you know, I think that's a wee bit. Not. It's a bit. Racist.
Oh, listen.
Calling the small Asian kid Data.
What, when are they going to make it a gadgets? The fucking Asian kid.
Like, aye.
Yeah.
Like, if I was in the film, they'd be like, terrorist would be my... Hey, terrorist. You know?
Potato farmer.
Potato farmer, fuck's sake. Do you know, what would be a better name for him? Gizmo.
But Gizmo's the Mogwai in Gremlins.
Well, apparently, if everybody's called fucking Data in Star Trek, I'm sure they could go for a double.
No, my point was, you can't. The word data isn't a word.
It is data. Sorry.
It's absolutely not.
I go with data. You know what? We'll let the viewers come back on that one.
There's a lot of stereotypes in this. Because, I mean, Chunk is just the fat kid.
Right.
And then... But Sloth, fuck,
we'll get to.
We've got a whole other... Jesus. Woo-hoo-hoo. The other kids, Sean Astin.
Yeah.
One of the Shire people.
I didn't notice that was
him.
Is
that what they're called? Hobbits, that's what
they are. I'm not a Lord of the Rings fan.
He's like the main character. And his big brother, know who he is?
Yes, I do, and it blew my fucking mind.
Thanos?
Thanos? I had to Google a lot of this, right? I saw that was the kid, and I go, is that your man from... I could never get his name. He's always a name.
Josh Brolin.
I know Josh Brolin, but I meant like the Sean Astin, right?
Oh, yeah.
And because his mum won an Oscar before.
Did she?
Yeah, her name's Patty Duke.
Patty Duke?
Yeah.
Really?
She was a big, like...
I know the name, but...
I only know the name, too, like, a years ago. I think that's his mother.
And his dad is the original...
Dukes of Hazzard.
And no, his dad's the original Gomez in the Adams Family.
Oh, he is.
John Astin.
I swear. You're a fucking lion
The 60s TV show, The Adams Family... He is Gomez Adams. John Aston, I swear.
Okay, I'm going to have to check this. Right?
I swear to God.
Right, right.
His, right, so, because I didn't know his mum. So his dad's famous.
Yeah.
John Aston, right. Who is, and I swear that's not
okay, right.
He is Gomez Adams, right? So Patty Duke is his mum. She won an Oscar for, do you know?
Nah, some old thing in there. Yeah. She was one of the youngest ever, so she must have been like, it must have been the 50s, 60s.
Right, I don't know that at all. His brother was also in films. Right, he was the stuntman in Goldfinger.
Ah,
Aston Martin.
fucking wank. Yes! You're a fucking wank. The fact that you're like, nah, it's not a joke about this, the older one, you're setting me up for a joke about the brother. You're a piece of shit. Fuck you and your family.
Oh, God.
Do you know, actually,
funny.
Speaking of your family,
yeah,
you know, like the old mad woman? That's how I pictured your mother would have been like. She
what
isn't.
Old mad woman. What? What, Mama Fratelli?
That's how I would have visioned your mother being like. She's not like that.
No.
That we've that recently found.
Oh my but God, if that would be that, funny.
If we did that 3 weeks ago, that's everything there. I would have been, that's Nelson's mother.
That is very funny, actually. Yeah. Have you ever seen the film Throw Mama from the Train?
No.
Danny DeVito, she's the mom in that as well. It's just an entire film about a guy trying to kill his mom.
Great. She died after filming it.
What, the...
The Mama Fratelli or something. She had like cancer the whole time.
Oh, right.
Like throat cancer.
I like the Fratelli, because the other Fratelli is Joe Pantoliano.
I know, I got him in fairness.
Yeah.
What do you call him? Matrix.
Yeah, and he's in...
Memento.
He's in Sopranos as well.
Oh, he's Ralph.
Yeah.
He's Ralphie, isn't he?
Yeah.
Elliot told me that Ralphie reminds... I remind him of Ralphie, just an annoying cunt. And I was like, fuck you. And then every time I see it, I get upset. Like, because he's Chris.
Well, Elliot.
Aye. Annoying.
Yeah, a bit snide and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
You never know where he... Yeah, you never know where to stand.
You never know where to stand with a
fucking
bastard.
He'll turn his back on you, quick as look at you. Rat.
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 Roll the R. And the T. Rat.
The Fratellis, so I don't know if... I'm fairly certain the band the Fratellis are named after these folk.
I already fuck. I'm waiting for you to fucking make
No, no, that, okay. Because there's no joke to be heard there. But yeah, they are. They
okay,
are.
Right.
And then the fourth Fratelli, which I'd completely forgot. I completely forgot that Sloth was...
A Fratelli, so did Fratelli. I. Yeah, I forgot about this.
The brother.
By the way, I watched this and I don't remember any of it. Like, I remember bits of it when I was a kid. I've seen
oh,
it
really?
When I was a kid, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not, but like, this is like, it was basically a new
film,
I remember
yeah.
like three bits in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember, Sloth, I've used the character of Sloth as a put down quite a few times on stage. Like, I've had hecklers
that have
looked a bit like that
and
said to them, like,
yeah.
I loved you in the Goonies, by the way. It's incredible how much of a reference the audience still go, ah, you fucking big ugly bastard. What a problematic character Sloth is.
Yeah, let's lock the Mongo up in the basement. Yeah. It's basically what they wrote
on paper.
Yeah, yeah. Like, also,
that was also my favorite Hank Williams song. Let's lock the Mongo up in the basement.
Throw the key down the drain.
Mama says goodbye.
By the way, there's another fucking film, the third film I think we've done, where a guy just starts singing like that, kind of like. You know, as if, right, The Omen and Face Off in this, you know, and your man fucking, what do you call him there? Davy.
Oh, I see. He starts singing.
Whoa,
operatic. Yeah, he does.
Third film we've had that someone just starts singing operatic to show that they're a wee bit.
That's true. A wee bit evil and demented.
I mean, The Omen works because it makes sense, but you know, Face Off. So I noticed that for some reason. It's a running theme. We got it's the weirdest of our bits.
Yeah,
the weird opera singing guy. For some reason, that turns up. Yeah, I do.
So here's...
They chained them watching TV.
I know. What do you reckon has happened to... Do you reckon Sloth has been born like that? Or has the mum caused that?
Well, there's a line in the film on the boat where she goes, angry because it dropped you.
Yeah.
And she goes, she goes, I only dropped you once. And I was like, was it off the fucking Burj Khalifa?
Fucking. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Because I think he's got too many, many different things going on to have been.
Just dropped.
Because that's not just dropped, because he's got like burns on him. And he's got like, his fucking ear does this, but he can twitch his ear like satellite.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that is a life of torture.
I think there's
a real sinister
thing to
this film that he's...
Well, the fact that he's... I know you've dropped him and you're hiding him from the public, but they have him chained up and just chuck the food in, so you can expect, they're taking the shit.
Because it's the point where they're literally... It's like that Simpsons episode where they talk about how Bart had like an evil twin and they would just like chuck in like a bucket of fish heads.
Yeah.
Like it's not that far removed from this at all.
Like Margot Bronte.
Margot Bronte, one of the Bronte sisters.
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah, they just like, every time she made a painting, they just put it up in the fridge going, oh, nice one, Margot. Fuck off. Locked her in her bedroom. There was no Margot Bronte. Morag Bronte. Do you know the actor that played Sloth was an NFL player?
Was he?
Yeah. And then he's also dead. He died like a couple of years after. He proper went on the old sniffing and, you know.
I meant to check that up, whether he'd ever acted again.
No, I think he died like in the early 90s. He kind of fucking heart popped or something, you know, steroids and stuff.
Because the guy that plays Chunk never acted again.
I saw, is he the lawyer?
Yeah.
I did check some of these guys.
He's an entertainment lawyer. I think he's, because he's an entertainment lawyer that looks after, like, actors' rights. And I think that the fat shaming was so bad in this film.
Yeah, it was.
That
pretty.
He basically went, because I imagine, because that like the truffle shuffles, like the iconic kind of thing, he only like does it once in the film. But I think, I would imagine when they went on the promotional stuff for this, every single interview and every single talk show, someone would ask him to do that. So he'd have spent 6 months of his life just being made to dance like a big fat kid.
Yeah.
And then after that, he just went, fuck this.
Would make sense.
Business. I'm going to lose a shitload of weight. I'm going to get hench.
I'm going to
make sure that no kid ever has to go through this shit again.
Aye. To the detriment of the movie business.
Because. exactly. Oh, yeah.
But. But his name's fucking Chunks.
Aye. Well, aye.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He was the best in it.
He's the best in it. He's the funniest in it.
Yeah.
But every single line has got something to do with food. Like, they do not let up on the joke at all. And this is good. Like,
he smells ice cream over a dead body.
He does.
Oh, it's fucking ice cream walking.
Because, like, this is written... I mean, it's basically a Spielberg film, this.
Yeah.
Basically.
That was The Omen, dude.
It was Richard Donner, yeah. But Chris Columbus... is the main writer who did Home Alone.
You wrote that fucking hundreds of years before. Did he write it when he was traveling around the world?
Yeah, I was trying to set one up.
You fucking wank. I got ahead of you on that one.
There must be some other lines. But it is only really for the first half, because then Chunk becomes a proper quality character. When the police are interrogating him, and they don't even really push him or press him, and like, why you tell us everything? And then he starts confessing the shit he did when he was younger.
That was
like,
really funny.
Making a whole audience of people vomit on each other.
That was great. Do you know, like, I don't know why I find it so funny when he talks about, when he was in the fridge then, stuck with a dead body, he was like, you can't leave me here with the stiff. The stiff. I'm fucking dying at that. How come all these kids' movies... Right, all the best kids' movies are always centered around kidnapping of a child.
That's exciting. There needs to be an adventure of it. Because what would the other adventure
be? Well, there's Home Alone.
Yeah.
There's Baby's Day Out. They're after that baby real big. The Goonies.
Stand By Me isn't.
Oh, aye.
But then Stand By Me's also got, like, that's basically centered around the dead body that they find.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's already happened.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I've got a...
Taken.
Taken, yes. Very much a kid's film. Because I've got... Because I... When did this come out? 86 or something? So I didn't even know. I think I saw this when I was about 9 or something. So it was like a perfect kind of age. And I don't think, right, this is a proper old man thing to say, but I don't think children... Like this isn't in a way of you couldn't make this film now because I mean you couldn't make this film now because of the sloth character for a start.
Mm.
But I also don't think kids would recognize or identify with this world of children anymore because kids don't ride bikes anymore.
Okay, yeah,
really.
Not as
they
much
don't
as we did.
Really hang about in gangs.
Yeah.
You don't have like a gang of pals in streets anymore.
Yeah.
You also don't really have that kind of... Because these kids are going out... I mean,
you're not really allowed to just
dark.
Fuck off into the...
It looks dark the whole way, right? It looks dark from the very first scene. It looks like it's the middle of the afternoon in the winter. So by the time they get into the tunnels and shit, it must be pitch black.
Yeah, yeah.
The parents haven't set out fucking anything by this point to find them, right? And that kind of idea of, it's a very cliche kind of thing to say, but that kind of idea of kids, you go around to your pal's house at like 10 in the morning, you say, is such and such coming out? And his mum goes, aye. And then that's you till fucking midnight.
Yeah.
And you just go and get up to shit.
Mm.
Because we had that, like...
I had that too.
Out the back of our house, there was like, at one point they were developing it, and there was just a big hill of mud. And we would just get cardboard boxes and slide down this mud.
A mud slide?
Like, literally, the injuries that people would get would be insane. I mean, there would be people carted to hospital because they'd gone fucking tumbling down this 30-foot mud slide. So I don't think that exists anymore.
Do you know,
it's sad.
I think the best adventure me and my group of friends got up to one night is we found an old crane.
Right.
We know where it was, like, right? But when we went in, the whole floor had rotted through it and everything, this crane. But the keys, we found the keys under the
fuck
thing. And we could operate... We could only swing it left and right, but like the engineering was dead.
Was there still a thing on it? Was it one of those big balls on it?
No, there was none on the thing, but like we could move it. We were like, this is the greatest day in the world. Then we found a trailer full of tires.
Right.
And we just burned them all, like 50.
Yes.
And then he came by and the next day. You could see him like, it was, I shouldn't say too much because it was Tully's tires and they were actually relatives, technically.
Definitely don't give out the name.
Yeah, well, we burnt a lot of their... I mean, they can't come after me now. It was like 13.
Well, you have just admitted to it, so they absolutely can.
Prove it. Just proved it. Because I thought, wow, all these abandoned tires. And literally the next day, someone came looking for their tires. Who burnt all my fucking tires? Must have cost. How much would tires cost?
Oh, aye, they'd be.
There was a whole bonfire full of tires. We love a bonfire, are we?
I take it tires go up like...
Aye.
So easily.
You have to get them going.
So well, if you
once
put,
they get them going.
Aye. So if you put a bit of like lighter fluid on a tire, it would go like fucking.
Yeah. And once you get the first one fully up, then
you're cooking, aye.
Then you fucking
quite literally. The smell must have been incredible as well. Aye. Like,
four dead.
Burning rubber. Oh my god.
Burning rubber. That's what they did. Yeah. Crossroads are empty, give her plenty. The crossroads are clear, steer from the rear. Yeah.
I try to think of any adventures.
Well,
what shit we got to.
Yeah, well, we had Stumpy's Bray.
Stumpy's Bray.
I told you about this, the ghost thing.
We
always go look around Stumpy's Bray. So it was just like a bit of like forest, essentially, that we would just hang around. And it also was pure steep and you'd fall down and break your legs and stuff.
This is what I mean.
Yeah.
Kids don't go exploring forests anymore.
We used to get in trouble for the hay bales, jump into the farm and run across hay bales, batter each other on top of hay bales. Because problem is if you'd fall in between hay bales, but if you fell head first, you can't get back until someone grabs you by the ankles. Out.
Do you ever play armies?
What's armies?
Armies, well, basically, you were an army. Basically, you play soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
so you'd play like as the A-team or Rambo or something, but you'd get like a stick, but then make the noise.
We had guns.
Oh, right, exactly. So you played it for real.
Yeah. Right. Well, not real guns. The fucking. You just called that thing. It was called Red Letters in England because they were born cunts. I think you just called it
Red Letters.
Hunt the Cunt. Was that what you called it? Hunt the Cunt, the Scottish game.
I've never heard of this in my life.
So we had a name for it. It was the kid. So basically there was a code, like four kids would have a letter each and you had to spell the word, but you had to get the word out of them by catching them and beating the cunt out of them. And then they'd give you up a letter and then you'd find the other
kid. I mean, it sounds very plausible.
Yeah, yeah. We called it IRA.
Oh, yeah. Remember you telling me this. I mean, that's, but for you, that's like, that's a proper game to prepare for later in life. That's like a, because at some point you are going to have to beat a confession out of an informant. So it's not.
Can't beat the shit out of myself.
Do you ever, set fire to dog shit on someone's?
No.
I've done that.
No, I never done that. And I thought that was an American thing. I only saw that in the movie.
I've
never even heard of
it. Maybe we saw it in a film, but we did it. So you'd, like, you get a paper bag.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't get a paper bag. We did it in a fucking, like, plastic carrier bag.
Oh, God.
Like an Asda bag. And just stuck a load of, like, dog shit, flicked it in. And then set fire to the thing and then ring someone's door. Come on, stop.
Oh, no. I knew a guy that kept blowing up cats.
Shit, what?
He kept throwing cats into a barrel and chucking fireworks in them and trying to blow them up.
Christ almighty. See that? But that's
like, serial killer
that's,
stuff.
That is a serial killer, aye.
I wonder where he is.
What did you call the game where you would knock on someone's door and run away?
Because
there's loads of, the English have got some stupidly ridiculous shite names for this. We called it Chappie.
I know that's right. You called it Chappie. We didn't call it Chappie. I don't know what we called it. I know there is another name, but we didn't call it. Why wasn't it English called?
Ding Dong Dash.
Oh, fuck off. I've never heard of that. Ding Dong Dash.
Ding Dong Dash.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to bring this up, but these English people need.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Ding
I
Dong
Dash. I suggested, what's if I gave a Ding Dong Dash?
You'd be beaten.
Exactly. How about you fuck off? Yeah.
They'd put the pillow behind your head and punch you straight in the face. Oh, fuck it, hell. Do you know, here's one for you, right? You know there's a big ship at the end of this?
Yes. The Inferno.
The Inferno, right.
Which looks cool.
It does, yeah. I found out it was just a 32,000 foot stage.
They made it, aye.
Yeah.
They made it, but they used most of it's from Disneyland.
Ah, okay. Because they were
refurbishing the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yeah.
And Spielberg, because he was tight with Disney, just went, can we just borrow that while we are
fucking hell.
Fixing all the ride.
You know, Sean Astin had the original map and he brought it home. And old Paddy Duke thought it was like a cum rag and chucked it in the bin. She said, where the fuck my map go? You've chucked out my Goonies map?
She thought it was a cum. She thought you'd
well,
been...
I added the cum rag part. He basically found it in his bedroom and chucked it. So the Goonies map.
The original prop?
Yeah, the original Goonies map. Yeah, he lost it. She binned it.
Paddy Duke?
Yeah, Paddy Duke's fucking recycled it.
Jesus.
Imagine that. You could be drinking a carton of milk and it was like, that used to be. Used to be the Goonies map right there. Or else it's in some fucking... stuck with plastic in a dolphin's throat.
But the ship.
Yeah, the ship. Right, I was just thinking about this, right? And I mentioned this last night to the lads in Red Raw, because it's been on my mind, and they all thought I was mental. You know, Vikings and pirates and shit like that? You know, like, they had a sail most of the time through the night, so that means they would have been in pitch dark. The whole lake. Through the night on a boat. That's fucking creep. That's why Vikings are brave in my mind.
Because they would sail at night.
Yeah.
Without lights.
Yeah. That's mental.
That is mental, but I don't understand. I don't see what are you.
You can't be sitting on a boat in the pitch darkness.
Yeah, but most boats sit in quite dark.
No, but they've got fucking lights.
But it's not like
they might have a candle, suppose.
They've got a light, but they've not got. Like, you're acting like modern ships are cutting about with fucking floodlights. Even cruises will go past mostly in darkness.
But, like, you know, you would still have some sort of walkway and know where it is. They'd light up a wee strip if you're walking along a cruise.
Oh, aye, you would have that.
Well, pirates must be walking into each other, stabbing each other and stuff back then.
But why are they walking about at night?
Well, I presume, I don't know, do pirates sleep? I don't know.
They would be using the moon, surely, to navigate. And the moon's quite bright.
It's not that fucking bright.
The moon would have been brighter. Because of global warming, the moon would have been a lot brighter in pirate days than it would be now. Because there wouldn't be the smog, there wouldn't be that I'm telling you.
You think that it would have just fucking been like daytime? The moon would have been so bright.
No, but if you right. So if you know where you're going, right?
Yeah.
So you're navigating because there's no real maps because they're making most of the fucking maps.
Yeah.
Right. So you know which kind of way you want to go, and you know with that in relation to the moon.
Yeah.
Then I don't really see what your issue is here.
I'm just saying it's a brave thing to do. If I was a Viking, that would be the scariest thing about being a Viking, being on a boat at night when there's no lights.
I think that would be the most relaxing Viking time. Are you telling me you'd when you were storming a land to take it over and the people on that land are fighting back with their very lives, you would be going, tell you what though, this is bad. It's not as bad as when I was lying in the dark on the boat last night. Yeah, that's some real scary shit, that.
I'm telling you, man. Taking a piss on that pirate boat, I would have been like, nah. But and also, what's pillaging? They always say they went out raping and pillaging. Is pillaging just booting over someone?
Pillaging. They're pillaging the goods of the land.
So
basically stealing, pillaging.
I thought it was like raping, pillaging. But like, oh God, you rape the person, then you walk out, and then you kick over their letterbox. I was like, there's no exact. Yeah, I don't know what the pillage is. Nobody pillages anymore. I mean, you don't hear anything. They're like, pillaging, Gaza's been pillaged.
Yeah, pillaging is to use violence to rob.
I didn't know there was robbing. I didn't
so technically, if you're robbing a bank, you're pillaging. But then... but you're not, because you're not using violence. You're using a weapon. So pillaging will be because of... Pillaging basically means going battering shit out of someone and taking their stuff.
That's playing IRA.
That's pillaging.
For real.
Yeah. Yes.
For real.
Yeah. To steal using violence, especially in wartime.
Okay.
Artworks pillaged from churches and museums.
Okay, right. That's all right. I get now, it now. It only ever gets brought up with Vikings. So that's all
got,
I'm saying.
We've got pillaging. Raping.
Fuck's sake. It looked like I was just going like, no, let me check. No, there was like... let me see what I have. Oh, he mentions Michael Jackson coming to his house.
Yeah, he does, I think Corey Feldman accused Michael Jackson. I think he was one of the main accusers of Michael. This is not definite, but I think Jackson was mentioned in the...
For a reason.
Yeah. Do you know in that scene with the... See, this is a proper movie geeky thing, but there was a deleted scene. Before they get to the ship, where a big octopus comes.
No.
Now, this is like one of the most famous things about the Goonies is at the end, when all the kids come out and there's the news reporters and they find like the bag of jewels and they go, yeah, we can save we don't have to foreclose on the house and all this kind of shit. And they're interviewing Data and so what happened down there? And at one point he says, the octopus was really scary. And for years we're like, fuck, he's all fucking octopus. And Pope are like that. Is he just talking shit? Is he like just doing an over-exaggeration thing for the cameras? But there was a scene where there was a massive octopus in that lagoon that attacks them.
Jesus Christ.
And you can watch it. You can watch it on YouTube. There's like this deleted scene. But they took it out. I mean, thank God they took it out because it looks terrible. Like,
okay.
The octopus is awful. Like, it's so rubbery. And I think they get it away by Data, like, plays it music and the fucking thing dances and just leaves.
I had to unfollow him from Instagram.
Data? What, after his success with
Everywhere
All At Once?
He's too fucking wholesome now.
Was he?
Oh God, he's just so happy to be back
and
doing
things. Did he do nothing between this Indiana Jones and then that?
He reappeared, but after about 10 years, I'm pretty sure he was a stunt coordinator.
Right.
He worked as like a stunt coordinator and something else, like in the movies, but not really. I don't think he did like Repo Man was the last.
Repo Man?
Or something like Repo Man, I've in my head. And then he did fuck all for like 15 years. Now he's in things like, I think he's in Loki maybe.
All right.
In that show. And I think he's done everything all at once. And he's in a couple, he'll be big now again, like obviously after everything, but... he's too wholesome. It's just pictures of him. Like he pictures of him in celebrities going like, I can't believe it, Mel Gibson.
Oh, I remember that at the Oscars.
Yeah, and they really hammed up. I was like, oh, this is great. And now I'm like, ugh, I've turned now.
Aye.
I've turned too wholesome. Seems like a lovely guy.
Aye, no.
But. This is us. He's not driven by spite. That's why we don't.
No,
like
he's
him.
Not. See that again.
That's why this
he's
is.
He's joyful, but this is why I bet something comes out about him.
Oh, that'll be so devastating. I don't even know why. You'd be like, I have nothing left. Well, there's a Temple of Doom. This and then
Temple of Doom, and I basically plays the same, exactly the same character.
Yeah, I mean, he was.
I wonder what. I think this was his first.
Typecasted. But yeah, 85 Goonies, yeah. Was it? What was
86 it? Is a Goonies, I think. Maybe 87 Temple of Doom.
I don't know.
This is the first film where a character has an inhaler. You must have been quite chuffed about that.
It is true.
A wee lung sweetener.
They always try and make. There's one or two films to do that. They're like, you know, asking a girl out. They're like,
yeah.
And they always nobody uses an inhaler like that.
What would happen?
You
right?
just go. You don't go. They always
see if you are in flagrante with a lady, right?
What
if you're in if you're boning?
Okay, right. I thought it was like a town in Spain.
In flagrante, that's like a if you're in the mood.
Never been. What's it like?
So if you're railing a chick, okay. right, and you need a asthma hit,
yeah.
Do you go for it or do you just go?
No, you
I'm
have
just
going to
gonna chance it.
Well, yeah, it depends. Like you couldn't. It depends how bad the breathing gets because it probably turn her completely off. What you hear behind him? Like, you all right back here?
But would it be more preferable to hear you wheezing or to see you doing?
Well, yeah. I don't know. It's never good. You don't really want to hear the words. You all right?
No, that's true.
Are you dying? Are you okay?
Do you keep one under a pillow?
I don't keep it under a pillow. No.
I imagine like a cop would keep.
That's where my gun goes. No, I don't. I sleep with a pillow under my gun.
Nah. Desert Eagle imprinted in your cheek every morning.
I wake up and it's hooked around my ear, the trigger, letting fire. Do you know what? I have a specific type of asthma that I don't really get it. Like I can do sports.
Yeah.
I don't, but like you can do sports and it tends to be fine. It's more just it hits you out of nowhere.
And do you do the thing?
I'm pretty sure I haven't had it during.
Because you know what, during this?
During sex.
During sex, no.
Pretty sure, not that I remember.
Fucking horrific. Do you have to do? You know how like when people, which I never really understood, because I don't think actual doctors do it, but they do it in films. Whenever they've got a syringe, and they always do a wee bit first, they always test it. But do you do that? Do you do a?
Do you know what? In fairness, you do sometimes.
Yeah,
because sometimes it gets clogged quite easy, and you just go, and you're like, all right, you know, it's like a.
And what is it? Is it because of flowers that you're...
No, it's not because of flowers.
Is it not?
No.
I thought it was because...
You're smiling.
You're scared of flowers.
Scared of the dark and flowers. Is that what you're saying?
So it's just pollen?
Nope. Don't know.
You don't know?
They don't know. Man, this is so fucked. They don't know. I have one for you. I don't have any allergies. It's not really the whatever. I get it sometimes. I didn't know where.
So hay fever and asthma aren't the same?
No, not really. Not for me. It is for some people. And then what happens is... I can't figure out this, but you know Robinson's pure orange gelatin?
Yeah.
That gives me asthma.
Does it?
But not other orange.
Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck's that about? I can't figure it out. I don't know what's in Robinson's, but they're trying to kill me.
I have a theory.
All right.
Because surely asthma is caused by constriction of your lungs.
Okay.
And what do the English call Robinson's squash?
Oh, there's another fucking one. Squash.
Yeah. We've talked about this before.
All right, yeah. Fuck off.
Another new thing. We're gonna have in the podcast.
Yeah, well, asthma's
stupid words English people have for things.
Aye, absolutely. Oh, I got plenty. Do you know asthma's the only chronic illness as well that nobody gives a fuck about?
Yeah.
You know, you could be like, I have diabetes, my legs are going to fall off. And you're like, oh, that's right. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, my lungs, I'm out of breath. Well, was that from sucking dick? Fuck off.
There's very few, very few charitable money-raising exercises for asthma. I don't think I have ever seen a drive to raise money for asthma sufferers, ever.
Never. A drive?
I've seen it for diabetes.
They're a bit more serious.
I've seen it for stubbed toes. Like, but asthma. Just...
It's because most people go, that's a childhood thing. You'll grow out of it.
Yeah.
You can't just grow out of diabetes.
That's true, aye.
But really, I'm like, my lungs don't work. I'm going to die.
Yeah. Could you get new lung? Can you get a lung transplant?
I don't know. I don't trust transplants.
You don't?
If like if I got like a heart transplant and I was like a Protestant guy, I feel like I'd petrol bomb myself. Or like say, do you know like if you got like an extra liver so you could drink more, but you'd also then need more kidneys or else you'd be in the toilet the whole time.
Ah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's a nightmare. Also,
You don't need an extra because liver's the only organ that regenerates itself.
Is it fuck?
Yes, it is.
Livers regenerate.
Livers.
I'm too stupid to fucking livers regenerate. So what do you need? Liver transplants? If you're like, I'll just grow another.
If you've hardcored it so much that it can't regenerate.
Okay.
Enough
to, all right. Okay.
Does the liver? Regenerate. It's the main search. So
okay, there you go.
The liver has a unique capacity among organs to regenerate itself after damage.
Well, isn't
it can
skin
regrow
that
up to 90% of it?
Skin can regenerate.
Yeah, but is skin an organ?
Yeah.
Mm.
It fucking is.
It's a debate, but
it's not a debate. It's a
debate for another day.
Here's one about the movie. Right, you know when they knocked
the what?
The movie. You know when they knocked the dick off the statue?
Yes! It's the best bit of the whole film.
And they put it on upside down the first time. I was like, thank God, ball. I never thought about it, but I was like, thank God, like, dicks don't look like that. The ball bag on top hanging over.
Oh
like,
my God, yeah.
Like one of those, you know, like, I think it's like a Highland cow.
look like Gonzo from Sesame Street.
Like fleshy eyebrows. Fleshy eyebrows. My dick's got too fleshy. My
dick looks like Mel Brooks.
It makes it look like if you tug down on your balls, your dick could go up.
That's it. I think I was reading something about how... Because you know how most women that are painted in, like, certainly Greek and Roman...
Yeah, yeah.
Paintings, artists would paint women... a lot fuller and more fuller figure because that was seen as more attractive.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why most statues, like Statue of David and stuff, have got, like, a tiny cock because that was seen as far more an attractive thing back then.
I thought it was just the sculptors doing the lads dirty.
No.
Michelangelo, what the fuck have you done? Are you kidding? What the fuck, man?
It's done now.
Can you present this to the world?
And I do much marble costs. I can't extend this.
Put a sock on it. I don't have trousers on. I can't hide it.
Because I wonder if porn changed the dynamic of... the attractiveness of size.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's when people ask...
If
you got a time machine, would you go back and kill baby Hitler? I'd go back to medieval Roman or Greek times when statues were cutting about. I'd be cutting about like the sexiest motherfucker in the hood.
Fucking...
My God.
You see that fucking cock? I could barely see it. It was unreal. All the women with magnifying glasses going, woo! somebody walk around with a 2-foot cock going like, put that dirty thing out, you fucking cunt. The fuck am I going to do with that? It looks like a fish you just caught. Dangling off a hook. They're all, by the way, speaking of this, they're all one-eyed willies. That needs to be said.
Yeah, they are all one-eyed willies, yeah. One-eyed, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. Yeah. By the way, you know, it'd be real funny if they came out, you know, they're like, they kept some jewels and they're like, imagine if there was like a historian or whatever, a guy that could, like one of those dudes that turn up into the pawn shop things and he just goes, that's worth 20 quid at lowest.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we've lost our houses. That would have been a great end to the film.
Yeah.
That's worth fuck all, man. What are you talking about? It's a couple of coloured stones.
Do you reckon you'd see the bit when they find themselves under the wishing well and they debate whether they should take it? Take coins
from
a wishing well?
Aye. Absolutely. I have, I'm pretty sure.
What, to get home?
Bus money? Just taking some kid was like, I hope I don't have cancer anymore. And me sitting there... Yuck.
What are those mesh nets. Caught it as the catch oxy scoop it off the goal.
Before it even hit the water.
Bad luck, buddy.
I got to get the 44 bus.
There's also, as along with inhalers, there's also a shitload of kids with braces. Shitload of them. There's also, right, this is the last, because this is the last thing I've got in my notes.
Okay.
There's a lot of creepiness that 80s films do this.
Yeah.
Stand By Me does it. And have you ever seen It? You ever seen a TV
miniseries
of It, the Stephen King thing? They do it in a horrific way. There's a lot of sexual shit, right, where there's a bit where, see when they're in the, they reckon they're going to die, and the one of the girls just starts getting off with folk, right? So she thinks she's getting off with Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
But then she ends up getting off with his wee brother, the Hobbit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then she's like, what, are you in a hole or something like that? Because he's a shorter kid. And then at the end, as they're walking away, she kind of goes, I tell you what, you keep kissing girls like that, all the stuff that doesn't work just now will work just fine. And I'm like, did she grab his dick when they were under the water? Because like, is she grabbing his dick going, you should really be getting a hard on by now, but what the fuck's wrong with me? And then she realizes it's his wee brother, and then she's going, don't you worry, in a couple of years, when I grab your dick, it'll be rock.
Oh, God.
And then the other one, the one with the glasses.
Is she the horny guy, the girl?
She's definitely the horny guy. Oh, aye. But the other pal ends up firing in about mouth.
Oh, aye, yeah. They were doing this, will they, won't they?
And you're like,
or won't they?
But what's the age difference with them?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I reckon...
She looks like she's like...
Because Brolin's supposed to be 16. He looks about 46.
Yeah, yeah.
He's supposed to be 16.
Right, right. Okay, so I had her in my head there at about 17. So,
aye.
Right.
Because the guy can drive, and they're constantly going on about
getting... Is that the upskirting dude?
Aye. Yeah. Classic.
Classic 80s.
Yeah, classic 80s high school quarterback sex offender.
Upskirting and then chuck them off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
The joys.
So what age can you drive in America? What's the...
16, I would guess.
16, because it's 17 here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so if they're 16, I reckon the kids, Data and Chunk and that, I'm going to go 10.
Yeah.
That fair? So,
yeah, I think Mouth looked a little bit older, but he looked about 12.
Aye, but still.
Oh, no, it's horrific.
16-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Firing in about a 12-year-old.
Yeah, it's so bad. Fucking, the 80s were wild.
I know it always seems less bad, and it shouldn't. It always seems less bad when it's an older girl trying to fire in about a younger wee dude, because when you're a wee dude, you're like that fucking...
Yeah, imagine it's a 16-year-old.
The other way it would be horrific, but it's still pretty brutal.
It's pretty bad, yeah. Do you know, there is a part... So she's the horny guy, the horny girl. A couple of horny girls turning up in these films. But I love the fact that... Do you know what my favourite one was? When they're moving the pipes or whatever downstairs, and there's a guy sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his magazine just says, was it Guns and Ammo?
Is it Guns and Ammo magazine?
I've written it down because he was, yeah. So the dude's reading that Guns and Ammo magazine.
Amazing.
And it's typical America too, because he gets blown off the toilet or whatever, and he just goes, Dad. So look, that's typical. You can own a fucking sniper in America. But as soon as you fall off your toilet, you're calling for your dad.
Yeah,
Daddy, where are you? Yeah.
It was the first time that since watching this, probably because it flew over my head when I was a kid, it's the first time I realised that they were losing their home because they were building a golf course. I always thought it was like, because they were at the docks, I thought like,
a
shipping company or a harbour or something was getting built, and that's why. I didn't realise it was like
just
like country club wanks or just building a golf. What a shit golf course as well. Like, that's a terrible place to put a golf course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right, because the whole thing was like a slope down.
Yeah.
It looked like it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, do you know, also that contraption. I've got the same contraption. You know, he opens the gate.
Oh, yeah.
Open my fridge.
Like the what's that? Hey, what's that? Marble thing you used to get as a kid.
It's like a Honda Accord ad.
Or is it Marble Madness or Marble Run or something like that?
Don't know it.
Ah, you remember, you used to, it was like a thing you got for Christmas. It was like a game where you put a marble on and you'd press different bits and then you'd have to maneuver it through stuff. Or
I loved that.
Aye.
I fucking remember that now. Aye. You kind of popped into the little
Marble
hole.
Mayhem or some shit.
You
like
popped
that.
Into it. Yeah, oh, that was fucking class.
And then
class.
You pushed it at the end and it came over and rang a bell. Aye.
Ah, wait, Jesus. That was good.
The rubbish one is, you ever play Mousetrap?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Where you literally play it once and then just go, I can't be arsed setting this up again. Oh, it's too much. I can't be. But yeah, exactly. You're just like the one time game.
Yeah, at least Buckaroo was, you're putting the stuff on as the game. Aye. Not setting it up.
And Jenga. I can't be arsed playing Jenga.
No.
Nah. What a shite Jenga.
I like massive Jenga.
What's that?
There's one in the house here. Like proper, like...
Oh, big blocks.
Like you know, it's about it goes up to like 6 foot. That's good, right? Because you're hammered and you're trying to do it. Like, but not the small ones. None of that shit. I can't think of... the last note I haven't brought up, by the way, is when the kids movie and they threaten to put his hand in a fucking blender.
Oh, yeah. They're quite happy to... The Fratellis chuck the horny chick in the water tied up at the end.
Oh,
quite happy to let her drown.
Yeah, yeah. Just chuck her in there.
They're dangerous. Like they don't piss about with the villains.
No,
Yeah. I also think it's really cool at the start where, when he escapes from the prison, when he covers it in petrol, and then just shoots it, and all the cops are trapped in this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
And you know, I would have one problem with this. It is good. Right, but I had one problem. If I was a police officer, just rot. Like, it's only a line of petrol and fire. You just jump through it.
Well, see, that's the thing, aye, because you can't. You could quite easily jump through it.
It wouldn't
hurt you.
It wouldn't, yeah.
Because if you do it with you can do it with a candle. Like, you can just put your hand through a candle.
Yeah,
like that,
you're not going to just sit there. And go, I'm trapped until this fire burns down.
Aye, I'm fairly certain you can put your hand through a fire.
Aye, I have.
And it won't hurt. Aye.
Yeah. Quickly, exactly. So if you're running, jump for it. You're not. You don't even get to catch it. It'd need to be fairly raging, and you'd be.
Aye.
You'd be sliding
but
down.
Also, the cops are thick. They're dense.
Yeah, it's really fun. They fell. That would be a terrible amount of paperwork they had. I thought he was hung on himself, and then he kicked me in the balls, and he locked me in, and then we went out, and they had a little ring of fire, and we were like, we're done. Let them get in the way.
I really enjoyed watching it again.
So did I. Thought it was great. It was
absolute class.
I thought like it might, it might be like, oh yeah, this is good and everything, but I didn't. But I enjoyed it still.
The bit, I mean, like some of the lines are brilliant. The bit where the dick falls off the statue, and he goes, "That was my mom's favorite piece," and then Mouth goes, "Yeah, that's why you're here."
A lot of goods.
Right, next week is going to be our last normal film week.
Yeah.
Because then we're at the December, and December we have got Christmas specials.
What
so
the fuck are you... December? Fucking December.
Mm-hmm. What?
You called it December.
December.
Yeah, but you went December.
December.
And then did December. Was it you fucking... Is there a gas leak or
falling
something?
Falling asleep. Yeah.
We've gone into December.
We've curated four of our favourite Christmas films.
Yes.
To do, and they're class.
Yeah, they are good ones.
Yeah, they're going to be good. They're all going to be different as well.
So we have four Christmas films coming up for December. But next week, I actually forgot the DVD. I'll bring it in. And the reason why you'll know that I actually have bought it, because... We're going to have four really good films.
Right.
We had two really good films in a row. This one's more along the dodgier ones. Mm-hmm. All right. I used to love this film.
Right.
But it's not that good. It aged badly because I remember watching it about 3 years ago.
Excellent.
We were watching and I found it for 50 cent in a charity shop and I was like, I got to go for it now. We're watching Chris Rock's Down to Earth.
I've never seen that at all. Oh my God.
You know, I'm actually delighted you have not seen this.
Oh yeah.
Because this is like a comedy film, it's about reincarnation.
Excellent.
And some of the scenes are hilarious. I think you're actually gonna love it because it's proper early 90s, maybe, right? Mid-90s comedy, Chris Rock, down to earth. We're doing that. It's like I used to love it and Nothing to Lose when I was a kid.
Excellent.
So we're doing that. Chris Rock, down to earth.
Class. Right, join us for that then. I'm all out of plugging. Tour's finished till February now, so give a shit.
If there's Americans, I'm going to Denver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Denver.
I'm going to Adelaide.
When is February. That?
Denver is in the end, January 31st. I'm doing Roast Battles.
All right.
Somewhere not the Comedy Mothership, is it? Or the Comedy Works or something in Denver. So it'll be good crack doing Roast Battles.
I will. And my tour doesn't kick off again until the start of February.
Bingo.
In Belfast.
Oh.
Belfast, the first date back at the Limelight. So,
I love the Limelight.
Belfast, Cork and Dublin in a 3-day run.
Yes.
It should be class.
I'm going to Belfast tomorrow.
Oh, aye, so you are. Apart from that, just keep following.
Yeah,
keep
you'll get reviewing. The regular gigs on.
Thank you very much for folk that have left reviews. If you haven't yet, share that wee clip on Instagram because we're very close to 2 million.
Oh, now
we are about 300,000.
300, is that we still? I'm just checking, just in case.
Yeah.
You know, we are, still in 1.9.
1.9, but I think it's about 300,000 away from getting to 2 million.
You just want 2 million.
Aye. If we can get to 2 million, that'd be class.
Just get a little, get a little.
And then, I'm going to be doing a new thing as well this week because I'm getting, because Black Friday's coming up. I'm going to be getting a shit hot camera and I'm going to be filming wee bits that are like the things I used to do in the stand shows.
Bingo. So
wee monologues of the week's news.
Perfect.
But the first one's going to be mental because I've been meaning to do this for 3 weeks, but I've been too busy. So the first one is going to be like a monologue of the month.
Yes. Good start. Great. Good idea.
So if you like jokes about Halloween, fucking stick around. But thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Cheers.
Bye-bye.